need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when the cameras come for you? Yeah, he's been indicted for murder. South Carolina officers charged with murder of Walter Scott. And the usual suspects are running around attacking the police in general. That's like saying, as a black guy kills a white person, all blacks are to blame. Or because the Klan kills some black person, all whites are to blame. Again, it's more divide and conquer, which will put the police in their own gang mentality, the public in their own gang mentality. That's where the globalists want us, in their divide and conquer strategy. But I tell you, if the cop wouldn't have tried to plant the taser on him, he could have said, I feared for my life. Adrenaline got away from me. I thought they were turning back. I thought he had a gun in his hand. But no, then he would have just got kicked off the force. Now he is going to get prison time, better get prison time. And I'm sorry, you know, if you shot a cop in the back like this, you'd get the death penalty. And I just think there'll be respect for the police again when there's fairness again. But I sure don't want my son or my father shot in the back. Guys, I forget, the statistics came out from the feds. Will you pull up that article from about 3 months ago? It had the headline, whites and Hispanics more likely to be shot by police than blacks. Because I want to show people those numbers, not just quote them from memory, because that's the fundamental issue here is, and we should come in with John Bound's piece. I said I'd get into his Phoenix report. We'll do that in the next segment. I got behind. We should do that John Bound intro that he did a few years ago when they came out with the It's one of the Motley Crue music, yeah. The Livewire paralleling Death Race 2000 with David Carradine and Sylvester Stallone, an excellent B-movie on a dystopic future. And in it, you get bonuses for wiping out men, women, and children and the elderly. And then you have these no-compromise targets that Homeland Security bought $2 million worth of. And the company said, look, Homeland Security asked for it. Women and children, you know, little kids, people in the shower, no hesitation targets. And yeah, in Vietnam, they started having these basically video games for the troops to instinctively shoot. And it made people go from 50% of the time pulling the trigger up close to about 100% or 95%. Now with instinctive shooting training, and I've done it. Back when I used to be in the guns big, before I even had a radio show, I used to go out in those police shooting contests that, quote, civilians could be part of. And if you wanted to win, you just don't think when the targets pop up. You shoot the bad guys, you go through the obstacle course. And I used to get in the top 10, 20 percentile, even though I only did it 6 or 7 times. The cops used to get so mad when, like, an 18-year-old was beating them. But I had better reflexes, obviously. Now I'd be terrible at it compared to when I was 18. But that's why soldiers are better when they're young, because just your reflexes are so fast and you're stupid and don't think you can die, which also helps. But it's easy to second guess the police because they're going to make a lot of mistakes. But you start giving them instinctive shooting, reflex shooting training. I mean, somebody gets out of their car with a cell phone or their wallet, boom. I mean, they're shooting old ladies, they're shooting black people, they're shooting Hispanics, the black cops are shooting white people, whites are shooting blacks are shooting blacks. You've seen the footage comes all the time of a black cop shooting black guy. And, you know, you'll see some guy run or start wrestling in L.A. and the black cop shoots him, and that's not a big issue because it's a black guy. I mean, it's a very serious situation out there, to say the least. But where it becomes somebody being hysterical or having buck fever, and again, that's what it's called when you go hunting and shoot a cow because you say it looked like a deer. And there are people that you take hunting for the first time. They could be an executive. They could be a lawyer. They could be a really smart, competent person. You put them out on the deer stand, the sun comes up, and 500 yards away on somebody else's property, they shoot a cow. because it had horns. They thought they were antlers. And it's the same thing with a lot of these cops. They're just ready to kill somebody, not even because they're psychopaths, but because they're trained to pull that gun and pull that trigger.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. I'm your host, Alex Jones, on this Wednesday edition. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. Here's what I want to do ahead of a special guest joining us in the third hour today. Jerry Peterman, who heads up FukushimaUpdateReport.com, interviews the scientists, the folks on the ground, the people at the universities doing the testing. We're going to be looking at mainstream news coming out. Fukushima radiation has reached North American shores, Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution says. Well, it's been reaching here, but now the actual sea debris is slamming in. And what we're going to do is review the fact that this is a whitewash. In fact, will you guys reprint me the stuff from 2 years ago about the tuna off San Diego with three times the safe level of cesium in it and stuff like that? The milk in Vermont. With the cesium and other isotopes in it, because I want to really show you the anatomy of a whitewash. And I'm not trying to scare folks. The Northern Hemisphere had double the radiation from nuclear testing and from Chernobyl in 86. It's now basically triple. And we have those readings as well from the federal government and from Europe. So what changed? Why don't they care anymore? Simply amazing. Democrat says IRS can pay gun owners to turn in their guns. That ties into some huge illegal DEA news. And it ties into South Carolina officers charged with murder of Walter Scott. Shoots the person in the back for no reason. Plants a taser on him and claims that he tried to take the taser away. Premeditated. Frame up. Super evil. Super corrupt. And he got caught because somebody was videotaping it. And we'll also get into that article I mentioned with the statistics on cops are more likely to shoot whites or others over blacks. 2-to-1 study shows. Just to shatter this myth that the cops are out there hunting black people. No, the cops aren't responding in inner city black areas because they don't want to be set up and they don't want to lose their jobs. That's really the tragedy here. Black cops in Southside Chicago have some of the slowest response times out there because they don't want to be in the middle of it. So those are the facts. We're going to get to it. Huge news with Dick Cheney coming out. We played the clip earlier. The clip's on Infowars.com. Says President Obama wants to take America down. And sure, I would say Dick Cheney was taking the Bill of Rights and Constitution down and was terrible. And Obama used many of his power grabs to power grab as well. But it is true that Obama, whether it's devaluing the dollar or whether it's not blocking the Chinese investment bank or whether it is selling us out to Al-Qaeda, or whether it's attacking and shutting down our power plants. I mean, George Bush didn't do that. Carbon taxes, you name it. If I wanted to shut America down and annihilate the working class, the middle class, this is exactly what I'd do. So we're going to be going over all of that coming up. But first off, to understand where military drills like Jade Helm to be conducted in August and September, if you want to understand where stuff like that comes from and why we're concerned, it's because they'll have a lot of legitimate decontamination drills, dirty bomb drills, which they're now announcing for the public consumption. But the nighttime drills, the practice taking over courthouses and police stations and capitals and things like that is in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007 to crush the states and legislatures or governors that are in rebellion. It says that. So it is a Lincoln-esque move to block the states if they try to block a treasonous federal takeover. And the federal government itself has been seized by the globalists. And if you understand Delta Force and the Navy SEALs and all these snatch-and-grab, door-kicking operations, where their number one enemy domestically, they're told in the public documents, this isn't even secret now, so there's no denying it, veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, pro-lifers. They've now added evangelicals. I mean, evangelicals are really nice people, and I was brought up quasi-evangelical. I went to some evangelical churches amongst Southern Baptists and Methodists, stuff like that. We went to a lot of different churches. But that's about as government-worshipping as you're going to get going along with the system as evangelicals. They think the end of the world's any minute, so just go along with it. But that shows how they hate the faith itself and the love of Jesus Christ, because any deity can be above the government and above the state. And if your rights come from God, they can't come from Kim Jong-un, who the North Koreans pray for their lunches for. And in Venezuela, I didn't believe it 5 years ago when a Venezuelan programmer I know told me. And I believed him, but I couldn't believe it. Then it came out in mainstream news that on TV, they have morning prayers on their equivalent of Sesame Street. They got a puppet show. This was in mainstream news where they pray to the current president and to the dead saint. Because now he's dead. Back then they would pray to Chavez to get their milk. Max Cabrera did a lot of programming work for us. And you know, his parents had a big private school there until the government took it over. He talked about his dad just, you know, refused. And then he was worried about persecution. He didn't want me to say his name. But later he said, I could. And, I mean, they told him, his dad, and his dad said, I am not going to have the kids pray to Chavez. And they would have them pray to Christ, and then they wouldn't get the milk and cereal. These are hungry kids. And then they would pray to Chavez and get the milk and the Rice Krispies, basically. I mean, this is brainwashing, people. I'm not going to worship some commie. Let's go to this clip. Special report on Project Phoenix.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. Over the past several weeks, you have heard a number of reports on TV, radio, and in your newspapers on the situation in Southeast Asia. I think the time has come for me as president and as commander-in-chief of our armed forces to put these reports in perspective.
Tactics used during the Vietnam War by the CIA and the military eerily echo the current establishment's buildup of Stasi-style homeland security, and that their declaration that the greatest threat to national security is sovereign patriotic citizens, not the thousands of criminals crossing our southern border, murdering and raping American citizens, not the Islamic terrorist organizations that have been embedded in the United States for decades.
Among those variety of reasons, radical Islam might have been one of the reasons that the individuals took the steps that they did.
You see, you say radical Islam. I mean, I think those people who espouse a version of Islam that is not...
Are you uncomfortable attributing any of their actions to radical Islam? It sounds like...
No, I don't want to say anything negative about a religion that is...
I'm not talking about radical Islam. I'm not talking about the general religion.
No, real constitution-loving, apple-pie-eating Americans are the number one threat to their own country. And 2 + 2 = 5. How and why is that declaration even rational? Vietnam, 1965 to 1972. The Phoenix Program, a CIA-designed and coordinated infiltration of the political infrastructure of the National Liberation Front of South Vietnam, a.k.a. the Viet Cong Communist Army.
Force must often precede reason, and the waste of war... the works of peace.
The CIA had been covertly infiltrating Viet Cong strongholds to seek out names on their kill list. One of the tactics included parading innocent Vietnamese citizens around their village with a bag over their head and a leash around their neck, terrorizing all of the residents. The Vietnamese citizen on the leash would then be instructed to indicate which house the Viet Cong informer might live. The next day, the CIA's provincial reconnaissance units would kick the door down and kill everyone inside, women and children included. The CIA's PRU would haul the Viet Cong off to regional interrogation centers where they would be tortured to extract information for the commanding officers, and then the whole process would be repeated. The Phoenix program neutralized 81,740 Viet Cong operatives, killing between 26,000 and 41,000 of them. Peter De Silva, the CIA's station chief, developed the strategy known as counter-terror, the use of terrorism as a legitimate tool to use in unconventional warfare. De Silva strategically applied the counterterror to unsuspecting, quote, enemy civilians, unquote. Historian Douglas Valentine noted in his important work, The Phoenix Program, that central to Phoenix is the fact that it targeted civilians, not soldiers. Innocent victims of Castro's rounding up of 200,000 citizens during the CIA's Bay of Pigs invasion can't help but see the implications of similar operations inside the United States. After witnessing troops training to intern citizens in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The upcoming Jade Helm operation from July through September of 2015 states that troops will operate undetected amongst civilian populations to see if they can infiltrate without being noticed. With martial law plans that have been in place for decades, the globalist bankers that control our government see the CIA's approach in Vietnam as a benchmark in undermining U.S. sovereignty. In just 14 years since 9/11, unleashing a degradation in the American Bill of Rights never before seen in our 239-year history. The fall of Saigon in 1975 marked the end of the Vietnam War. Communism won, and the Socialist Republic of Vietnam was born. The CIA lost the Vietnam War by targeting the citizenry. With the Jade Helm operations gearing up for the summer of 2015, treason's seat at the table of liberty just got a whole lot bigger. John Baum for InfoWars.com.
Great job, John Baum. That was on last night's InfoWars Nightly News. That's what you're missing. This is 4 minutes of the 30-minute transmission. Here's the deal. They didn't really lose Vietnam. They wouldn't let them bomb the North. They wouldn't let them take out the harbors. They wouldn't let them mine them. It was about making money and destabilizing things. And if the globalists can start a civil war here and lose it, they don't care because they'll make trillions off of the war. So if the globalists couldn't take Vietnam, they sure can't take over America if 1% fight back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs, just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, from the InfoWars.com News Center. You see, if you just flip, or not even flip, shift your view to a globalist perspective, Doesn't mean you agree with what they're doing, but if you get into their mindset, then their logic, their wicked logic, makes perfect sense and does have an arithmetic that balances out in a very nasty way. People say, why weren't we allowed to win Vietnam? Why for 10 years couldn't we bomb the North or attack the harbor or mine it? Because they were making hundreds of billions of dollars a year. That's the equivalent of trillions and trillions a year on the Vietnam War. They were using the dialectic to grow the leftist movement as the opposition with Time Magazine and Newsweek and Life, promoting Hillary Clinton and John Kerry as saviors, as the new political class. They wanted to control revolution in the country, so they created a war to discredit America. That's why we do business with Vietnam now, and they're not a communist state, basically. They're communist in name only. And now the Vietnamese are having a war with the Chinese. Oh, yeah, for a year. They got a war going. They're not calling it a war, but it's a war. On the ocean and on the land. They border China. And so we fed 58,000 Americans, 200,000+ wounded, millions of dead Vietnamese. When Ho Chi Minh wanted to work with the U.S. and wanted to kick the communist out, and then we wouldn't work with him because he wouldn't let the French run all the smack out of the country. He wanted to develop an economy based on industry, and they said, no, buddy, we're going to ship heroin out of your country. And he said, no, you're not. This is all on record. So they said, watch this. We're going to squat on the South and ship it out and keep you from shipping it out, and we're going to make money on the weapons at the same time. And we're going to fill the caskets, declassified, full of heroin. And then we're going to make movies blaming one black guy for it, and Denzel Washington will star in it. That's what all of this is really all about, boys and girls. I want to open the phones up in the next segment on the huge military developments, on the situation with Fukushima, on this. House bill bans fake guns, not real guns, near schools. See, there's no lobby to protect Nerf guns, so they can ban that, then ban the real thing. First you ban the words, you ban the image, then you ban the real thing. That's what political correctness is all about. That's out of the Tennessean. And then that ties into this article I mentioned earlier, but I want to get to now. Democrats, IRS can pay gun owners to turn in their guns. This is the new model of where we'll forgive your tax debts, just turn your guns in. A Democrat lawmaker is going to introduce a bill next week designed to relieve Americans of burdensome taxes in exchange for their boom booms. This is out of BizPac Review. A Democrat lawmaker is going to introduce a bill next week designed to relieve Americans of burdensome taxes in exchange for their guns. Representative Rosa Del Lauro of Connecticut, a Democrat, is introducing the bill to support assault firearms elimination and education. I thought you didn't want to ban the guns. Oh, you want to eliminate them, though. An Education of Our Streets Act, and will offer tax credits of $2,000 for those who choose to turn in their weapons, all of them to local police. How's that sound? And see, they're going to keep raising taxes until you got to turn your guns in or you'll go bankrupt. But don't worry, if you're a big global bank, you're tax exempt. Or if you're illegal aliens, oh, I'm not supposed to use that word. Sorry, you said so. You don't have to pay the taxes. I mean, it's just a monumental takeover. And that's the power to tax is the power to destroy, as George Washington said. The power to tax is the power to destroy. If McDonald's and 2,000+ companies get a waiver 4 years ago on Obamacare, they don't have to get it. But your hamburger shop that doesn't have GMO, that isn't full of crud, you actually pay your employees decent, your burgers taste a lot better, but they cost more because they're not cardboard, and then you got to get everybody insurance. What happens? Your burger is $10. McDonald's is $2. The power to tax is the power to destroy. And then you raise taxes and regulations so high, poor people can't afford the $10 hamburger because beef prices have doubled. They got to eat some Franken crud made out of silly putty or whatever from Mickey D's. The circle is now complete. Bondage through economic warfare. Siege. And now the great enemy is any farm, any ranch, any independent community. The answer is get independent, get local now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
We're going to play that Barney Miller.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's been augmented.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Cam, this is William Klein, who's wrecking an office.
I just wanted to meet them face to face. I wanted them to admit what they were doing.
Who is they? He was in the office of the Trilateral Commission.
The Trilateral Commission?
Yeah, the Trilateral Commission.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
The Trilateral Commission is a private organization founded by David Rockefeller in 1973.
But you see, what they're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries and create an international community, and in time, bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
Rockefeller, come back. We don't want your new world order, you know?
Rockefeller, we know what they're doing.
Your new world order will never come in.
We're not your slaves. We are not your slaves.
You helped start the Trilateral Commission, and you've been to the Bilderberg groups. There is such a thing as insidious influence.
I'm telling you, our whole way of life as we know it is in jeopardy.
I appreciate that.
I have the documented evidence. It's all in there. Show him.
Its most notable members include George Bush.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Are you happy for the millions of deaths you're part of? People know. People are waking up to the reality of this, Mr. Bush. You people.
The
Cheney.
I think that what needed to be done was done. I think we were perfectly justified in doing it. And I'd do it again in a minute.
One of the things you've got to figure out.
Bill Clinton.
Phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
Henry Kissinger.
When really a new world order can be created, it's a great opportunity.
Madeleine Albright.
I think this is a very hard choice. We think the price is worth it.
Now, you remember at the convention, everybody thought it was going to be Ford for Veep. You know what happened? David Rockefeller just picked up a phone, put in a call. Hey, Ronnie, forget Jerry, it's George. Bye.
No matter who won in November, they had their man in the White House.
David Rockefeller founded all the major UN groups. Their family gave the UN the land. I mean, this is the global empire.
New World Order is the headline in the Globe and Mail. And
is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge.
We are grateful the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promise of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we would have been subject to the bright lights of publicity during those years. But the work is now much more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, broadcasting worldwide. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, there they were back on mainstream television in the early 1980s, making fun of people, talking about the Trilateral Commission, and everything they said in that Barney Miller piece is absolutely true. But then all the newsmen in the TV show get to laugh at it. Hey, you know, the Trilateral Commission has a plan to create three global groups, transfer sovereignty to them, and then set up tyrannies where they're going to micromanage every facet of our lives and raise taxes so high we all go bankrupt. No, no, here they wrote books saying it. They're doing it. It's so funny. Now they go, yeah, there's a global government. Yeah, it's unelected. And the veterans and patriots are terrorists, and they're going to blow stuff up. No, you're going to blow stuff up and blame us. I watched episode 7 of the first season of House of Cards. Again, I don't watch television. I should watch more entertainment because that's what the real propaganda is. They've already discredited mainstream news. They're in freefall. And episode, was it 7 or 8? I watched 2 last night. It's very well done, House of Cards, obviously. It's not like I'm telling you something you don't know. And it's all transparent, though. Somebody throws a brick through the congressman's window, and it was so obvious that he diverted the cop so he could do it, and then they are going to blame the cop for not stopping it, and at the end, he tells his opposition, yeah, I did it to trick the opposition into getting mad and punching him in the face so he can threaten him with a felony for attacking a congressman if he doesn't go along with him. And then he's the good guy. Everybody watches it and goes, oh, Underwood is so evil. He's so smart and marvels at it. And then the real propaganda, his wife runs global water initiatives because she cares about people, but she's also a crook. And is so proud of the fact he cheats on her. And they're going to get some jobs going after shutting down 12,000 jobs. They're going to get 3,000 jobs in Pennsylvania by running their corrupt congressman who's on cocaine, who they control, and who's compromised, and who sells out people. And he thinks they're helping folks, and 1 out of 10,000 might know the scam. She shows the watershed and says, and we'll develop it environmentally sensitive so they're the heroes, when that's a real agenda I live under in Austin that's a global model to take everybody's private property, not let you use it, force you to sell it, then they turn around and build on it, and then double, triple charge you for water. I mean, I cut my teeth fighting these people. I've been to their conferences where they sit up there and rub their hands together and admit it's a criminal operation. I remember like 16, 17 years ago with Mike Hansen, we've got to find those videos. They aired on Access TV and on the radio. And I'd walk up to all these mayors and governors and people meeting here at the Smart Growth Conference, interviewed Michael Dell, you name it. And I walk over and I go, you mean you're just taking private property and developing it and building it and taking it? And this former Dallas Cowboy, I forget his name, he's famous, he's a white guy, he just goes, get out of my way before I... He goes, of course, which started laughing at me, going, it's about money? Really? Tell me something I don't know. Get out of my way! And, and they were just stomping around, and I'd go, but this isn't nice, and they would just go, ha, 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 ha. I got a bunch of it on tape. They're just like, really? It's a scam? I mean, they made the House of Cards guy look like an angel cake. You think that guy's manipulative in that show? You ain't seen nothing. And I just can't believe they have shows where they glorify this type of garbage. And I was watching the Flying Back from L.A., Chicago PD, and about a special crimes unit where they torture people. And sure enough, I went and looked at the synopsis of other episodes. Every episode, it's torturing people, and it's always for the good that they torture people and that they cover up evidence and they do whatever they want because they're the good guys. I mean, this is pure brainwashing where they set up these situational ethics where it's good that they do it, but in the real world, it's not good they do it. And then when a cop sets somebody up, you go to prison. So people are taught by television. I wasn't taught by television. I was taught by the real world and by business and by life and by the streets and by being involved and by acting like a man when I was 14 years old. And I just thought I was normal at 14 that I wanted to date college girls. I thought I was normal when I was 14 fighting 18-year-olds. I thought it was normal that I wanted a 500-horsepower car. I thought it was normal that I didn't like the cops dealing drugs in my neighborhood and then running checkpoints looking for drugs. And I'd get in their face and they'd flip out and take me to jail and threaten to kill me. I thought it was normal to want to support the Second Amendment. When I learned they were coming after the Second Amendment when I was 18, I said, you know, I'm going to stop drinking and stop fighting and get my life straight, start exercising, got in incredible shape, got my life together for about 5 years. Kind of went back to being bad a little bit, drinking and smoking after that. Got depressed about the New World Order, turned into Jabba the Hutt. Now I've reversed about 60-70% of that. Horrible transformation. But the point is that the public are so childlike and so naive, and that's why they don't want you playing competitive sports. It's why they don't want you playing dodgeball or jogging or wrestling or shaking hands or anything. Because in the nanny state, they want you cowardly and not developed. And you've got men and women who are in arrested development, especially men, where they freeze men at the age of children. I mean, everywhere I go, I hear men talking about football and basketball and what happened with Duke and Wisconsin. And they'll say to me, even listeners, hey, Alex, what you think about that basketball game? And I'll go, you know, I used to like that, but those are kind of the things of a child. You know they designed that because your mind's meant for warfare and business. And to war game things, you're supposed to be really aggressive and dominant as a male and building a better world and standing up against the other aggressive males that are weaker, but they'll use cheating to get ahead. We're supposed to defeat them and stand up for our women and children. And they'll go, whoa, whoa, dude. And I go, wait, you know who I am. You just said, hey, Alex, what'd you think of the game? I don't know you, and you just stopped me on the street asking me about a game. Is that, this happened yesterday. I go, is that some kind of joke? Because, buddy, I'm dealing with Fukushima. I'm dealing with cancer viruses and the vaccines. I'm dealing with chemical weapon attacks on the public. And it's not because I'm some hero. This is a normal response. In fact, my forebears would have already organized at the legislative level, and they would already have a physical war going on right now, okay? That was because they were businessmen, merchants, but also been in the average male by the age of 35 in 1776 had been in 3 guerrilla wars. That's another reason the British were in big trouble. Oh, they thought some of their soldiers had maybe been in 1 war. Had such a high turnover rate. We're about to find people that in 3 wars in the space of 15 years. So, I mean, I'm nobody. I mean, our forebears would be running around killing people right now. Okay? They wouldn't be usurped. They wouldn't be enslaved. They wouldn't be run over by a bunch of slick-talking Underwoods. They'd strangle them. And not because they weren't as manipulative as Underwood, but because they were honorable and they were men who could do things out in the open and who had people follow them because they were strong and virtuous, not piles of manipulative, lying crap. Oh, excuse me. I'm going to go to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I just, all I hear, men in grocery stores, in restaurants, at swimming pools, at the gym, at church, everywhere. They just want to talk to me about stuff on record with the Olympic Committee, 1914, and this French prince that developed it with the Germans to manipulate the public into not being involved in real issues. I mean, I know. I've read the books written by Edward Bernays. I've read the papers written by the founder of the Olympic Committee. I have read the statements by Hitler on sports. I know it's to manipulate men, where men sit around in fantasy football. I mean, you might as well game the stock market. You might as well have fun. But it's just, these aren't men. These aren't men. These are the type of men who will go work their arms out all day so they think they're big, who will just do the symbol of being manly and will say something smart to you or try to intimidate you. And the minute you turn to them and go, let's go right now. Just touch me and I'm going to break your neck. They go, whoa, dude. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought you wanted to act tough, man. I thought you wanted to kill me. I thought you were strong. No, you're not a man. You're the fake image of one. You don't build anything. You're not even alive. Your women and children don't belong to you. They belong to the globalists who conquered you. I don't want to be conquered. I don't want to have my destiny controlled. I don't want my children brainwashed. I don't want to be a slave and that humanity's done and we're being phased out. No! So do not ask me about football or baseball. I hadn't seen Charlie Sheen in about a year. I wanted to go check in on him. He's doing pretty good, trying to do yoga and exercise and stuff. And I knew Charlie back when he was, you know, straight, not partying at all 12 years ago. He's a great guy overall. At least he's a real person. And here he had Babe Ruth's World Series ring, Babe Ruth's Yankee contract, all this incredible stuff. And it was really neat and interesting. But I thought it was more interesting, even though he has a lot of problems, that he had the courage to come out for 9/11 truth. That's a lot more exciting to me than the fact that he has a room full of Babe Ruth memorabilia that you won't see at the World Baseball Hall of Fame. I'm supposed to talk about that. He didn't tell me not to. The point is that I don't care. Even though Babe Ruth was a really cool guy, a man's man. Compared to these men nowadays, you could admire Babe Ruth because he was real. He certainly wasn't a fake. But that's because he grew up in a rough saloon with a brothel on top of it. And even though you can point your finger and say Babe Ruth was an immoral guy, he liked women and liked to fight, well, give me a break. That's a lot better than selling out to this system and selling out to this fake culture and just being total jellyfish. I'll take somebody real any day of the week over one of these fakes. And I'm ranting. I want to go to Francis and Steve and Charlie when we come back from break. We got a big Fukushima update coming, but that's only 30 minutes long. Then we'll continue with phone calls. I didn't mean to get mad. I apologize for that. Coming up after that, NASA will find alien life in 10 to 20 years. We already found the globalists, a bunch of psychopaths. They're not human in my view. LA Times got a bunch of other news on Infowars.com that I haven't gotten to. We're going to cover it at all. Just briefly here, I wanted to just remind folks that I put out a mistake yesterday and I want to correct it. I said that you could get free shipping on Super Female Vitality, because we had free shipping on everything, but now it's just on the Alex Challenge Pack. That's the Super Male, the Survival Shield X2, Ancient Iodine, Deep Earth Source that nobody else has got, and the Oxy Power that flushes out your upper and lower intestine. That's what I did the last 45 days. Same amount of exercise, probably less. Lost another 6 pounds, increased muscle mass. It's just amazing what it does. Now, we're sold out of the female for probably another 2-3 weeks. So I just forgotten that was sold out. So we can't offer the super female because we don't have it. So the Alex Pack Challenge is just the male, but it works just as good for females. The female just has a little bit more of two ingredients that, quite frankly, deal with libido and that's just how group designed it. But if you want the physical attributes, libido, stamina, aggression, the whole nine yards, it really works. I am taking a full dose now, probably more than a full dose. At first, I can only take about a half a dose. The first year I was on it, I've increased it, and I feel like I'm 20 years old again. And it really works. And it's just natural, concentrated herbs and other extracts that turbocharge you. And it's thick oil, folks. It isn't this watery crud, like the lung cleanse, all of it. This is real stuff. You can get all three of those with free shipping, and they're discounted. InfoWarsLife.com, the Alex Challenge Pack. That's not the Alex Pack at InfoWarsHealth.com on three of the best products from Longevity. That's a good deal as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139, and your purchase supports the broadcast. Free shipping, which is more than a $10 value. It's substantive. But just stop procrastinating. It supports the broadcast. You're going to take the Oxy Powder. You've heard the reviews. You're going to take the Survival Shield, Super Male Vitality. I mean, no one I know except one caller. We've had one caller, not one email, nothing out of hundreds and hundreds saying that it doesn't work. Believe me, it works. In fact, look when I was 22 and quit working out. That shot, if you're looking on TV, that's when I was 22 years old. Let's just say there was no problem with the ladies, obviously. And then I just quit working out. Just stopped. And I gained almost 100 pounds. Well, I've almost lost like 70% of that. I don't know. Do the math. I got another 20 pounds to lose. And you know what? When I lose 20 pounds, if I do, I'm going to look, just with less hair, like I looked right there. I cannot wait. Not even because I'm an egomaniac, but because it'll make all my enemies angry, and I'll live long. So, and I owe it to the exercise, better eating, but I've already been doing that. It's taking all these supplements together that's done at InfoWarsLife.com. Try it out.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
lot of subjects. We're opening the phones up. 800-259-9231 is the number to join us. 800-259-9231 on this live Wednesday edition. New defense rules would give Japan new powers to aid U.S. military. U.S. Aerospace Command moving their command centers into underground bunkers that they haven't used since the Cold War. U.S. to speed up delivery of weapons to Saudi-led forces in Yemen. Iran deploys warships off Yemen coast. I mean, this is the type of craziness that is going on right now as the world spirals out of control. As Boehner, who rarely tells the truth, did last week in Israel, saying the world is, quote, on fire. But the really important news is Dukes of Hazzard star James Best, who played bumbling sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane on the hit 80s TV show, died at the age of 88. The lovable criminal cop. Working for Boss Hogg. Yeah, Boss Hogg. Would Boss Hogg fluoridate the town to actually give kids cancer? I don't think so. So as bad as Boss Hogg was, a fictional character, he doesn't hold a candle to the real deal, does he? You know the best part of the Dukes of Hazzard, which I was not really a fan of, so stupid, but I was a little kid when that was on, when it first aired, is the intro song by Waylon Jennings. Just some good old boys, never meaning no harm, been in trouble with the law since the day they were born. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Tennessee on House of Cards. We'll talk to Francis, Charlie, Billy Bob, and others. Go ahead, you're on the air, Stephen.
Hello.
Hey, brother, go ahead.
I'm calling in about House of Cards. I heard you talking about it earlier. It sounded like from what you were saying that you were watching season one.
Yes, I haven't watched season two or three yet, but it's all programming for economic takeover, kicking old people off Social Security, euthanizing folks. It's all globalist propaganda from what I've seen. I've only seen seven episodes. Does it change as it progresses?
Well, I agree with you that it's very intriguing to watch. They do a very good job of presenting all that. Yeah, I wanted to bring up in season three, it just came out this year, and I was watching it. I finished it already. There's this crazy scene where Francis goes into a church with his bodyguards, and he walks up to a statue of Christ, and he spits in the face of Christ, and a moment later, the statue falls to the ground and shatters into a million pieces. It's really a shocking scene.
So they're basically saying he is the Antichrist, and it's pretty sick. What episode is that?
Somewhere in the middle of season three. I can't recall exactly which one it is right now.
Well, they're selling being evil as cool, and then at the end, it's for the greater good. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Charlie in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today, man?
Good, brother.
Sir, I just want to say I was raised in the Baptist church, and we used to sing the old hymn that is when the saints go marching.
Sir, I think we got a phone system problem at the network. I'm getting major reverb, and I noticed some of the lines are disconnecting. I think we need a reboot of the phone system. I'm hearing major reverb down the line. John, are you hearing that? No, it's not you. The last caller did it, too. I'm just having an audio engineer here. Go ahead. Go ahead, Charlie. Try to get your point out. I'll shut up.
I just wanted to say, man, we used to sing a song in the church about when the saints go marching in, man. And I feel like we live in that time out, the old biblical teachings. And, you know, it's just great to be part of resistance, man. And these globalists are trying everything, divide and conquer. And you bring all that out and... We out here, we're thankful. This is the only portal, man, that's talking about what's really going on. And I just want to speak out on a point you made earlier.
Well, good. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you, Charlie. We're going to try to fix our phone system here. Then we'll go to Francis and others. The other phone lines are down. We'll be right back on the other side. 800-259-9231. Don't hang up, Charlie. 70 seconds. We'll be right back with you. Third hour, Fukushima update. It's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. We need to break our conditioning, find our spirit again, and wake up and resist. But you got to wake up first. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.